Let's read through this very carefully, right? So Yesh Bechlan, Arba Mitzvot. And Zilchot Isha, there are four mitzvot. Shtei mitzvot asei, Shtei mitzvot lo tasei. Zeu Feratan. So Aleph, Lisa Isha, Biktuba v'kidushin. Now this is already an interesting formulation for several reasons. Right? First of all, right, what might you have thought it would say? Well, how would you normally say, right, if you wanted to say it's a mitzvah to marry the woman, what would you think he should say? It's a mitzvah l'kadesh isha. Right? Right? He doesn't say that. It's lisa isha biktuva v'kidushin. It's to marry through chupa and biktuba and kidushin, which already implies that, right, so we'll see this already in halacha aleph, but right, there's a machloket rishonim whether there's a mitzvah to get married. The Rambam assumes there is a mitzvah to get married. The Rosh assumes there's not a mitzvah to get married. The Rambam assumes there is a mitzvah to get married. But you've got to figure out, well, what does that mean? Well, so the Rosh says, look, there's no mitzvah of getting married. Right? The mitzvah is puravu. And you don't need to get married to be mekayim puravu. Right? There's, first of all, obviously you could fulfill mitzvah puravu be'isser. Right, but even if not that, you could, you know, you have pilegesh, you have things that are, right, there are institutions that exist that are permitted that aren't kiddushin. No, it would only be a hechsher mitzvah if it was necessary, right? Meaning it's not even a hechsher mitzvah, right? The Rosh famously says this in Ketubot Aleph Yud Bet, because he says the fact that kiddushin is in the mitzvah is why I happened to go over this yesterday. I'm going through the tour. It was also my first day of ninth grade that we did this. So yeah, right. But the bracha of kiddushin is not asher kiddushan v'davet yivanu likadesh isha. It's shasar lanu tarusav itlanu zinolanai dechuba v'kiddushin likadesh shalom v'kiddushin. Right. It's very long. Right. It's very long. I don't want to give you part of it. Right. It's a very long bracha that it extols the virtues of you know the entire framework of marriage. Which the Rosh uses as evidence that it's not a mitzvah. But the Rambam is normally portrayed as saying it is a mitzvah. But it's not a mitzvah, right? The Rambam doesn't say mitzvah l'kadesh isha. It's lisa isha b'ktuva v'kidushin. Now this is, well, and we'll see this really in halacha aleph, but there are mitzvot that, there's some mitzvot that if it weren't for the mitzvah, you wouldn't do the action at all. Right, so like if God had not commanded you to take the Arba Minim, you wouldn't take the Arba Minim at all. Right, then there are mitzvot that the basic institution you might do whether or not there was a Torah. What the Torah, but then the Torah comes along and frames it and tells you how to do it and what process you're supposed to use when you engage in it. So as we're going to see, Kiddushin is very likely of that. And therefore it's Lisa Isha, it's not to marry. It's that when you marry, you use the. There might also be a mitzvah proactively to get married, but marriage is not an institution that doesn't that only exists because of Torah.
Natural.
Right, and this is going to become clear also with ketubah, because ketubah is tradition is simple pshat. At least some of ketubah is derabanan. Now there are parts of ketubah that may be expressing daraita things, share ksud, ono, whatever, and we're going to see that. But again, it may be that that's part of the framing of the mitzvah. Right, so the mitzvah is more, exactly, and we're going to see that even more clearly in Halacha Aleph. So then he says, okay, what's mitzvah bet? You shouldn't sleep with a woman without ketubah v'kiddushin, right? So there's a prohibition, right, then mitzvah gimel, right, which is shelo yimana sher ketubah v'ona, right, which is not to withhold the three central requirements that a husband has towards his wife, which we'll see what they are, but at least the way the Rambam is going to understand it is that share is food, ksud, correct? Even though the Ramban argues that might not be the case, these might all be sexually related, right? Meaning that share might not mean, you know, like ksud might not mean general clothes, might be more like bedding, right? They might all be, right? And share, right, could mean food, but also mean like share basar. Right, which is the arayot, is closeness of flesh, right? So they all might. But okay, the Rambam's going to assume the classic. These are three different types of chiyuvim. And then the fourth one, we mentioned this when we were doing Shana Bet Shir, is It's the third word here that is surprising. Is mitzvah dalet is lefrot, lerevot, mimena. Right? It's not lefrot or lerevot, which is to procreate, but it's to procreate mimena. And what's the, seems to be the subject? Mimena, or object, I don't know what at this point, is from her, meaning the woman with whom you have kiddushin. Right? So despite the fact that the Rambam counts as separate mitzvot, kiddushin and puravu, Rav Gustman, I believe, is the one who's medayek that these are related. And now that they added Rav Gustman to Bar Ilan, I can read it to you, right? And he quotes the four, and he says, oh wait, no, that's the other one. Right, so Rav Gustman notes all these things, right? He reads the Rambam, and he says, right, the Rambam, he says in Halacha Bet, we haven't even gotten there yet, is going to say that there's a mitzvah of kiddushin. So loma lomana Rambam makdama zu loba sevra mitzvot, right? But doesn't mention mitzvah likadesh as such. El al karchach. So he says, what must you see from the Rambam? That the Rambam's perspective on kiddushin is more holistic. Is that it's not per se just to do kiddushin. It's to marry in the way that the Torah said, right? Rav Rosenzweig likes talking about these, that there are, right, their process mitzvot, right? And he said, for example, kiddushin is not as clear. What is totally clear? Gerushin. No one says a mitzvah ligaresh isha. Right? Some rishonim seem to have a mitzvah ligaresh isha if she committed znut, like in the case when you're chayev. But simul pshat in the Rambam and the Chinuch, no mitzvah ligaresh isha. Is that if someone wants to get divorced, the only way to do it is through a get. Right? But clearly, it's not a proactive mitzvah, right? And yet, it's called a mitzvah. How could it didn't be a mitzvah? It's a process mitzvah. So here, the Rav Gosman says, "Shabbat mitzvah achad kalal Rambam nisuin k'tuba v'kiddushin." The Rambam in one lisa isha b'k'tuba v'kiddushin counts three stages, three parts of it. Va'od shekatav Rambam detachlit kiddushin p'ruvu levanim and talmud chachamim. And the Rambam also seems to say that the purpose of kiddushin is p'ruvu, as he says, to raise children who are talmidei chachamim, right? What? So we're going to see what the Rambam is going to say about it, right? But what it writes, so he goes on, he says, in different places, the Rambam seems to have these holistic views. He says, "Ki tachlid adam kol shabohu ish chacham v'tov, v'kavana ish chacham tov v'tamin chacham shedu tachlid olam, v'gam tachlid ishud," right? So there's these broader things. There's a value of, right, of Talmud Torah, and maybe even Puravu is oriented at, you know, at raising children who are Tamidei, that are Tamidei Chachamim. Right, and then he says in a later piece, right, he says, Kavanatoshim mitzvah Torah lekadosh rak bebia, right? He takes this, right, that at some level, the mitzvah might only really be, right, there are three is being mekadesh, but some level, the ikar mitzvah might be bebia, but you can do it through kiddushin, or you can do it with shtar. But again, right, the reason might be because of this, right, centrality of Peru, right? So that there does seem to be this notion that despite the fact that the Rambam counts as a mitzvah, right, it's the Rambam seems to have a more holistic view that they're all related to each other. And Rav Gosman does this at length, but it seems pretty clear just from the Rambam's Hagdama that instead of saying the mitzvah is lekadesh isha, shloti ba'el below, right, isha, right, she'ena mikudeshet lo, right, shalim and ashik zotvona, and lirfrot revot, in mitzvah 1, 2, and 4, he explicitly addresses other parts of the kiddushin framework. Right, the mitzvah lekadesh is lisa, which is nisuin, isha biktuva v'kiddushin, and then lefrot l'revot, he clearly references back. Okay, so then, right, and the Rabinovich makes this, has a little bit of a mavo here, right, in his Yad Pshuta. It's on Alatara if you look, but he says, Hora lana rabbeinu, ki michuvenet, michavanat ha-Torah, miyut ha-tashmish, v'risun gavat tavat ha-mishkal chol avshar. He quotes the Moreh Nevuchim. The Rambam says the purpose of the Torah is minimizing of sexuality and the like weakening of the desire of sexuality as much as possible. V'lo la'asod et ha-davar tachlet, and not to make sexual desire an end in and of itself, ki ma'aseh ha-shalim, like fools. Ela tachlit, The purpose is sustaining the species through procreation and by raising a family. So Mitzah Rabbeinu Kolin Yanei Ochor Ishut B'Ket Azeh says the Rambam basically brings everything together in Ishut in one paragraph in the Mor Nevuchim, which is Umachmat Inyan Zeh Nesra HaKdeisha, right? Because of this, so the Torah forbids prostitution. Because it destroys these relations. If yeah, no lad mena zar levnei adam, ino makir atzma mishpacha, but lo shum mishpacha makir ota. Because then people won't know their family, right? Because you don't know who your parents is if. And he says it's skipping down from minyat ribu yatava tan no tavitash rishardo, and it minimizes excessive expression of sexual desire, and it then forbidding prostitution has a great benefit. Because then you'd have, right, if it was mutter, then one woman would be many men, and there'd be fighting, right, and the like. So kedei limnoa denezakim agdolim alal, to prevent all these terrible dangers, lavi toelet aklalit v'yidara yichusim, to bring the great benefit, which is relationships, nesrua kadeisha v'akadeish, v'lo timtza derech heter l'tashmish, el b'yichud isha nusiyah b'farhesyas. There's going to be no way of getting married without it being in public. Right, for this, the Rambam is very important that kiddushin, needing witnesses, is not just incidental. It is fundamental that marriage is a communally sanctioned relationship that is actually definitional, and that's why you need edim. Kilo nistapag milkach biyichud bilvak. If people could just be alone, hayrovin adam evik teishalavetos manusham siskim olavenam. Right, people would just marry a prostitute by having her in her house. Right, you don't need witness, you don't need sanction. So the Torah says you have to publicize it, which is, right, kiddushin. Right, and then he says, right, what you see is that for the Rambam, his theory is that, one, you want to forbid bad relationships, and strengthen proper ones, right? And that's this, right? This whole totality that he sets up. Right? And just in the Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam also, when he quotes it, the mitzvah of kiddushin is shenitztavenu liv'ol b'kiddushin uv'matan davar b'yada isha, that when you have the sexual relationships, it's with kiddushin and having given something to the woman. Zeu mitzvat kiddushin. Right? Meaning it's very clear. The Rambam thinks that it's not just likadesh. It's the process of marriage. similar to what you have here. Right? Even though there does seem to be a little bit of a difference between them. Right? Where here it's lisa. Right? And there it's much more explicitly lifol. Right, that it's focusing on the sexual union, per se. Well, yeah, Lisa is married. I mean, it might imply that. Right, but there might be a slight difference. But okay. Right. Okay. So then. Right, and then we'll see, right? Obviously, the Isser of Tloti Ba'el, Blok Tu Avi Kiddushin, is going to be more expressed in the Isser of Kedesha and the like. And Sherek Sud Nona, we'll get to. But, right, he also makes the diuk here, that Lefrod Revot Mi Mena, right, it's clear the Rambam is making a diuk. Min Ha'isha Shekidesh B'Ktuv Avi Kiddushin. Right? I mean, that is the simple shot. Now, that... You'll say, I can't even fulfill puruvu outside of marriage. It's true, but Rabinovich notes, but it's also usur for someone at least who hasn't had children to marry a woman who can't have children. So it's clear there is a connection between the two. Because if they were completely separate, then you would say, what's the problem with marrying a woman who can't have children? It's marry two wives or something like that. But the fact you're not supposed to marry a woman if you haven't had kids, you're not supposed to marry a woman who can't have kids, right? And even if at an older age, if you can still have kids, you should try to have kids and you should marry someone with whom you can have kids, right? Shows that these mitzvot are in fact connected. So if you then look at Halach Aleph, right, just to prove the point, right? To prove Rosenzweig's point, this is like my beginning of when I learned Gittin with him, but look at first Halacha, Instead of the Rambam starting with halacha, what does he start with? History, right? Yeah, he says, what does he say? Right. So again, so look what the Rambam did, right? Instead of giving you halacha, he tells you, that before Matan Torah, there was such a thing as marriage, right? That people would just meet. If they want to get married, then do it. They would just move into each other. Then they would be intimate, and that would be it. Not Torah. So now let's be medayik. Once the Torah is given, not nitzav Yisrael, Jews are commanded, she'im yirtzeh ish l'isah isha, not that you should, but that if you want to follow the normal human thing called marriage, yikneh otah tchilah l'fnei edim. First you have to acquire, meaning, it used to be that the intimacy, common law marriage, was all that marriage was. And now, in order for you to enter into common law marriage, meaning living together, you need to formalize it first. But it's almost as if nisuin is what all there was. It's not that, right, we replaced it. It's that if you want to do what marriage was before Matan Torah, which is basically common law marriage, you're just living together, you need to sanctify it with Kiddushin first. But not that we replaced that institution. Is that we... If you want to do that, you have to do Kiddushin first. And remember, we saw that the publicity, the communal aspect, is central. And again, by Edim for Kiddushin, we know, Lumdishli, famous, you've probably heard this at some point, right? There's two types of Edim. There's Ede Raya, right? Witness that are only there to prove it, and then Ede Kium, that without the witnesses, it doesn't exist, right? They're essential to the definition. So by Kiddushin, if a man and a woman say, yeah, we got married privately, we both admit it, are they married? No, you need Edim L'Kiyum Adavar, Edim create it, right? Or as Rosenzweig likes calling it, the Edim are a solemnizing presence, right? That, like, definitionally, it needs to be a public act. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it isn't Kiddushin. It's common law marriage. It's not Kiddushin, right? V'achar kach tiye lo l'isha. Shenemar ki kach ish isha uvayla. And then the Rambam says in Bet, v'likuchen elu, meaning these type, not likuchen, this type of likuchen, meaning the order that first they do Kiddushin, mitzvah asei shel Torahim. That's the biblical mitzvah. Uve echad mishoshet dvar mishan nikni. And then you can use three mechanisms. The kesef ushtar v'biyah, right, with money or with a document or with intimacy. Ushlosha din Torah, they're all biblical, which we'll have to come back to. Right, it's a different girsot in that line. What? But we'll come back to it. We're not going to get to it now. But again, it's what's pretty clear from the Rambam is that for him, the institution of marriage is not one that the Torah created. It's one that the Torah sanctified. And I briefly, I just want to make 2 points because they're worth noting. But so if you look at the psukim of Kiddushin, Rav Rosenzweig like pointing out that the entire mitzvah of Kiddushin goes like this in the Torah. Ki yikach ish isha, if a man marries a woman, uve Allah, and is with her intimately, vayan lo timtzachen beinav, and she doesn't find favor in his eyes, he finds something wrong. So then he writes a get. And then she marries somebody else, right? Right? She marries someone else. And the second guy hates her. And he divorces her. And the second husband dies. So then the first husband can't remarry her because it was, right? So Runzweig points out, I don't understand. We have 4 psukim here. 3 of them are only about Machzor Gur Shato. And the entire mitzvah of Kiddushin and Gerushin are learned almost as like an afterthought, right? I need to introduce the halacha that if you divorce your wife and she marries somebody else, you can't remarry her. In order to introduce that law, I need to tell you Kiddushin exists. I need to tell you the Gerushin exists, right? But the laws of Kiddushin are Kiyaki Reishishau Vala, end of what we learn about Kiddushin. Vayam Dodreinav Sefer Kritud. And then 3 of the 4 psukim is about Machzor Gur Shato. And Rosenzweig argues that it's because of what we just were medayik, that the institution of marriage existed. The institution of divorce existed at some level. What the Torah did was it gave parameters to how you do it. It imbued it with Kedusha. So, Kiddushin isn't the mitzvah. Gerushin isn't the mitzvah. But Dafka Machzor Gur Shato is indicative of what the Torah did. Is it said, okay, but you can't swap wives, right? You can't, right? Once someone's gone, right, you have to move on. You can't have an institution that would allow wife swapping or something like that, right? That you can't have, right? And that's more indicative of it. And I pointed out to him that if you look at the Meiri, in his Hagdama to Kiddushin, which is really his Hagdama to all of Seder Nashim, if I can quickly pull it up here, but he, where is it? Mefarshe, Bavli, Rishonim, Meiri, right, the Ram he says as follows, right? He says that right, so he also has this whole history, right? That it used to be that right, Hayalem Kikodem Matan Tarayalem Ishut Elachadam Pogevish, they didn't have it, they had Moshe Gevishuk, blah blah blah. And then he says, but then the Torah wanted and he said because of this, right, no one was afraid and right, you know, aim at Abal, no one, like, they weren't worried about the relationship because they just leave, right? Or they would just make Nidarim to make their husbands angry to leave. And they didn't, and he said, Velohaya Islam Kesher Chazak. And therefore they had marriage, but it wasn't strong. Right? So what do? We added Yibum. I'm finishing up, right? They had Yibum, but he said then the Torah basically added, right? That the Torah, they did, because you see from Yehuda, they believed metaphysically it was important, but he said the Torah didn't command Kiddushin. It commanded that your marriage should be Chazak. Be'irisin, be'nisuin, be'idim, v'ktuba, v'shol yishalcha el beget, u'kshav lachev imeit, right? So that you have Kiddushin, you have Erison, that Yibum is formalized. So there's a way in and a way out. You could either do Yibum or you could do Chalitza. And the laws of Sota to protect Znut. And Hafarat Nidarim. That means that a woman can't make her husband or making Nidarim. Meaning the Torah isn't introducing the institution of marriage. What it's doing is it's introducing laws, right, that frame marriage and make it strong. Right? That's the mitzvah. Right, it's the process, it's the framework. Okay, let's stop there.
Can we just do another herb?